Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. First order of business will be the approval of minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Have a second?
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Any changes in the agenda?
No.
Need a motion to approve the agenda? Second?
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We approve the agenda of our last regular meeting, for this meeting, rather. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. First case, or Mr. Burrow, excuse me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for the conduct of public hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are 15 public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, we will conduct the hearings as follows. The application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. It's not necessary that you speak in order to record your approval or disapproval, as the board will ask for a show of hands. The board may ask questions of anyone who does speak this evening. And once the testimony has been presented, the hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you may call the board's office in the morning for the result. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if those of you who have a cell phone or a pager, we would appreciate it if you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Case number 9601, Anthony and Kristen Etsy, east of Road 288A, west of Holly Oak Lane, being lot 31 within Holly Oak Development, a variance from front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Get your name and address.
Anthony Eats, 22393 Holly Oak Lane, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I did, yeah.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You're requesting a variance for a front yard setback?
Yes, in the rear of my house, yeah.
You're on a through lot, I see.
I'm sorry, I don't hear it very well.
Is there any other alternative?
No. What it is a 40-foot setback because I have a through lot, and I would like to put a 24-by-24-foot workshop in the back. I applied for a variance before and was granted, and I left it expire my own fault, and I'm reapplying.
Is there other properties that have setbacks?
In that community?
That have gotten variances in that area?
There's been some other people have variances, yes. Ron Thompson is one of them. He's up the street from myself. I have three letters also from neighbors who...
Okay, you can give the letters to the secretary.
Sir, this application is the same one that was approved before?
The other one was requested for 20-foot setback. This one's for 15-foot because of my building is 2 feet larger than the other one was. When I went to apply for the permit, I found out it expired.
The letters are all in favor?
Yes.
Any further questions from members of the board?
What's the reason that you can't meet the setback requirement?
It would be too close to my house. The building's a 24-foot building. My house is within probably 40 feet of the back line now.
Your house is 40 feet from the rear?
That was a setback requirement when they built it. I think it's 60 feet.
60.
Because I moved it 20 feet forward. Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I would move that we approve case number 9601. I believe it is unique in the fact that it's a through lot that wasn't created by the applicant. I don't believe it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Yeah, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We approve case number 9601. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.
Thank you.